Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldar, and there is Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel. The first parak, we've Nei Dehen. The Zichu Masechta Avodah Zarah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas, Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem Av HaShalom, and Zichu Nishmas, his son, Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin Av HaShalom. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, after the nations are told they did not even keep the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, they ask if Klal Yisrael did keep the Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu replies, Ani mei behem shekimu es haTorah kula. I'll testify about them that they kept the entire Torah. The nations then protest, Rabbono Shalom, Gumi Yesh Av Shemeid Al Beno, is there a father that can testify for a son? HaKadosh Baruch Hu then says that heaven and earth will testify. To this, the nations protest that heaven and earth have a vested interest in their edus and are invalid witnesses because the world's existence is conditional on Yisrael's accepting the Torah, as the Pasuk says, Im wo brisi yom v'layla, chuko shamayim v'aretz v'samti. If not for my covenant of day and night, I would not have established the laws of heaven and earth. And two more sources are quoted. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the nations, Mechem yavov ya'idu behem b'Yisrael. From among yourselves, witnesses will come and testify about Yisrael that they kept the entire Torah. Let Nimrod testify that Avram did not worship idolatry. Let Lavan testify that Yaakov was not guilty of theft. And let Potiphar's wife testify that Yosef was not guilty of sin. Several other examples are listed. Point number two, the nations then say, Give us the Torah now and we'll keep it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu replies, Fools of the world! Mishatark be'erv Shabbos yochel b'Shabbos. He who prepared on Erev Shabbos will eat on Shabbos, but he who did not prepare on Erev Shabbos, from where will he eat on Shabbos? Even so, mitzvah kol yeshu v'sukkah shema. I have an easy, meaning an inexpensive mitzvah, and its name is sukkah. Go and perform it. The Gemara objects that mitzvahs can no longer be performed in the next world, and answers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not come paterunia with excuses against his creations and gives them another chance. The nations will immediately construct sukkahs on their rooftops, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make the summer sun blaze down upon them, whereupon each Gentile will kick a sukkah and leave it. The Jews also occasionally experience intense heat on sukkahs, and although such discomfort exempts one from the mitzvah, does he kick a sukkah when leaving it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will laugh at them, which is the only day Hashem laughs. And point number three, Shmuel quoted the pasuk, "V'tasam k'dagei hayom." You made man like the fish of the sea and asked, why man is compared to fish? This teaches that just as the fish of the sea, kevan sheolim liyabashim yad mesim, as soon as they go up on dry land, they immediately die, so too with man. Kevan sheporshim midivrei Torah min ha-mitzvos miyad mesim, as soon as they separate themselves from Torah mitzvos, they spiritually die. Alternatively, it teaches that just as the fish of the sea, kevan shekadrel hem chama miyad mesim, as soon as the sun shines upon them, they die, so too with man, as soon as the sun shines upon them, they die. Now, this can refer to this world, as Rabbi Chanina said, hakol bidei shamayim, all types of suffering are in the hands of shamayim, chutz mitzinim pachim, except for those caused by cold and heat. Or it can refer to Olam Haba, as Reish Lakish said, that there's no gehenim lasilavo, rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, motzi chamim menartiko makdir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove the sun from its sheath, and it will shine forth with undiminished strength. Rishayim nidunim ba, the wicked will be judged, meaning suffer through it, but tzaddikim misrapim ba, and the righteous will be healed through it. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, after the nations are told they did not even keep the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, they ask if Klal Yisrael did keep the Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu replies, Ani mei behem shekimu es haTorah kula. I'll testify about them that they kept the entire Torah. The nations then protest, Rabbono Shalom, Gumi Yesh Av Shemeid Al Beno, is there a father that can testify for a son? HaKadosh Baruch Hu then says that heaven and earth will testify. To this, the nations protest that heaven and earth have a vested interest in their edus and are invalid witnesses because the world's existence is conditional on Yisrael's accepting the Torah, as the Pasuk says, Im wo brisi yom v'layla, chuko shamayim v'aretz v'samti. If not for my covenant of day and night, I would not have established the laws of heaven and earth. And two more sources are quoted. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the nations, Mechem yavov ya'idu behem b'Yisrael. From among yourselves, witnesses will come and testify about Yisrael that they kept the entire Torah. Let Nimrod testify that Avram did not worship idolatry. Let Lavan testify that Yaakov was not guilty of theft. And let Potiphar's wife testify that Yosef was not guilty of sin. Several other examples are listed. Point number two, the nations then say, Give us the Torah now and we'll keep it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu replies, Fools of the world! Mishatark be'erv Shabbos yochel b'Shabbos. He who prepared on Erev Shabbos will eat on Shabbos, but he who did not prepare on Erev Shabbos, from where will he eat on Shabbos? Even so, mitzvah kol yeshu v'sukkah shema. I have an easy, meaning an inexpensive mitzvah, and its name is sukkah. Go and perform it. The Gemara objects that mitzvahs can no longer be performed in the next world, and answers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not come paterunia with excuses against his creations and gives them another chance. The nations will immediately construct sukkahs on their rooftops, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make the summer sun blaze down upon them, whereupon each Gentile will kick a sukkah and leave it. The Jews also occasionally experience intense heat on sukkahs, and although such discomfort exempts one from the mitzvah, does he kick a sukkah when leaving it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will laugh at them, which is the only day Hashem laughs. And point number three, Shmuel quoted the pasuk, "Vatas Adam kedigei hayom." You made man like the fish of the sea and asked why man is compared to fish. This teaches that just as the fish of the sea, kevan she'olim liyabashim miyad meisim, as soon as they go up on dry land, they immediately die, so too with man. Kevan she'porshim midivrei Torah min ha-mitzvos miyad meisim, as soon as they separate themselves from Torah mitzvos, they spiritually die. Alternatively, it teaches that just as the fish of the sea, kevan shekadro hem chama miyad meisim, as soon as the sun shines upon them, they die, so too with men, as soon as the sun shines upon them, they die. Now, this can refer to this world, as Rabbi Chanina said, hakol bidei shamayim, all types of suffering are in the hands of shamayim, chutz mitzinim pachim, except for those caused by cold and heat. Or it can refer to Olam Haba, as Reish Lakish said, that there's no gehenim lasi lebo, rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, motzi chamim menartiko maktir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove the sun from its sheath, and it will shine forth with undiminished strength. Rishayim nidunim ba, the wicked will be judged, meaning suffer through it, but tzaddikim misrapim ba, and the righteous will be healed through it. All right, so now we go to our siman daf gimel, and our standard siman is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The two men dressed up as Nimrod and Lavan, riding on camels to testify that the Jews kept the Torah, arrived at a sukkah just as furious Goyim stormed out, kicking it in anger because the sun made it unbearably hot, while nearby a man in a fish costume lay dying in the blazing sun. Once again in slow motion. The two men dressed up as Nimrod and Lavan, riding on camels. Camels? That must mean we're on Duff. Gimel, Gamal, camel. The two men dressed up as Nimrod and Lavan, riding on camels, to testify that the Jews kept the Torah, which reminds us, after the nations are told they did not even keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, they ask if Klal Yisrael did keep the Torah. After they reject the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could testify for Klal Yisrael, nor could the heavens and earth testify for them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the nations, Michem Yavo V'yayidu Behen Yisrael, from among yourselves, witnesses will come and testify about Yisrael that they kept the entire Torah. Let Nimrod testify that Avram did not worship Avodah Zorah, and let Lavan testify that Yaakov was not guilty of theft, and let Potiphar's wife testify that Yosef was not guilty of sin. So the two men dressed up as Nimrod and Lavan, riding on camels, to testify that Jews kept the Torah, arrived at a sukkah, just as furious Goyim stormed out, kicking it in anger, because the sun made it unbearably hot. Which reminds us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the nations a mitzvah kala, which is sukkah, but they kick it when leaving it because it became very hot. So the two men dressed up as Nimrod and Lavan, riding on camels to testify that the Jews kept the Torah, arrived at a sukkah just as furious Goyim stormed out, kicking it in anger because the sun made it unbearably hot, while nearby a man in a fish costume lay dying in the blazing sun. Which reminds us, Shmuel quoted the pasuk v'tasa adam kedigei hayom, you made man like the fish of the sea and asked why man is compared to a fish. This teaches that just as the fish of the sea, kevan she'olim liyabashim miyad meisim, as soon as they go up on dry land, they immediately die, so too with man, kevan she'porshim midivrei Torah min ha-mitzvos miyad meisim, as soon as they separate themselves from Torah and mitzvahs, they spiritually die. So once again, the two men dressed up as Nimrod and Lavan, riding on camels, to testify that the Jews kept the Torah, arrived at a sukkah just as furious Goyim stormed out, kicking it in anger because the sun made it unbearably hot, while nearby a man in a fish costume lay dying in the blazing sun. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Mem Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The man in the guard tower at the maze. Maze? That must be on Daf Mem Zayin. The man in the guard tower at the maze watched as a pair of Bali Din disqualified from making a shavua search for the proper place to put back the shavua, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if both litigants are suspect regarding shavuas, Rabbi Yossi holds chazra hashvulim koma, the oath returns to its place, and Mer says they divide the disputed amount evenly. The Gemara here ultimately reverses the opinions and discusses the opinion that the shavua returns to its place. Rabbi Ami said, Rav Hosseinu Shabbat Bavel, our teachers in Bavel, identified as Rav and Shmuel, hold chazra Sinai. The shvu returns to Sinai, meaning no one swears, and the defendant does not pay, but is beholden to the shvua sworn at Har Sinai not to steal, and whoever does will be punished. Rabbi Sinai Shabbat Eretz Yisrael, our teachers in Eretz Yisrael, identified as Rabbi Abba, holds Chazra Shvuli Mechuyivra. The shvu returns to the one obligate to make a, meaning the nitba, who was originally liable to swear. So the man in the guard tower at the maze watched as a pair of Bali Din disqualified from making a shvua searched for the proper place to put back the shvua. While in the middle of the maze at the amazing maze store, some workers and the store owner were both swearing and collecting from a Baal Bayis, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph taught that a chenveni al Picasso, a storekeeper, regarding his ledger, may swear and collect. This means that if an employer told a storekeeper to pay his workers and the chenveni claims he did so, but the workers claim they were not paid, both parties swear to support their claim and collect from the employer, resulting in his paying twice. So the man in the guard tower at the maze watched as a pair of Bali Din disqualified from making a shvua searched for the proper place to put back the shvua. While in the middle of the maze at the amazing maze store, some workers and the store owner were both swearing and collecting from a Baal Bayis. And at the exit, two pairs of Eidim who contradicted each other were exiting to say their own Eidus each about something else, which reminds us, if two pairs of Eidim contradict each other, Rav Huna says this pair may come alone and testify in another court case, and that pair may come alone and testify elsewhere. Neither is disqualified because they retain their assumed reliability out of doubt. Rav Chisda said, "Badi sahadi shakri lamali. Why would I be involved with lying witnesses? Neither pair can testify again since one of them definitely lied." Daf Mem Ches. So the Simmer Daf Mem Ches is a brainiac based on Moach. So here goes. At the annual Brainiac Bowl, Brainiac, that must be more on Daf Mem Ches, Noach. At the annual Brainiac Bowl, where the son of the late famous professor knew not to swear to Yosomim about his father's unpaid loan because he could only say he wasn't aware it had been repaid. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph taught, as Gemara explains, the Yosomim may only collect from other Yosomim with a Shvua that they received no information that the debt was paid, just like their father would have to swear to collect from the Yosomim. Rav and Shmuel say this only applies if the lender died first, but if the borrower died first, Kvar Nischayv Mavuliv Nei Lovo Shvua, the lender himself was already obligated to the borrower's children to take a Shvua to collect from them, since one can only collect from Yosomim with a Shvua, mean Ademor Shvua Levanov, and one cannot bequeath a debt requiring a shvua to his children, since the father would have had to swear that he did not collect the debt, and the children can only swear that they are not aware that the debt was collected. Rabbi Elazar disagreed. So at the annual Brainiac Bowl, where the son of the late famous professor knew not to swear to Yosomim about his father's unpaid loan because he could only say he wasn't aware it had been repaid, while the lab assistant living in the professor's home was forced to swear he didn't keep any lab equipment for himself, which reminds us, partners, sharecroppers, a woman who manages her husband's possessions, and a ben bias, which is a member of the household, must swear even to a taina shema, an uncertain claim. Our brisa clarifies this last case does not mean one who walks in and out of the properties, but one who manages their financial affairs. The Gemara explains why these people must swear based on an uncertain claim, mishum demora bahetera, because they rationalize a permit for themselves to retain some of the possessions for themselves, since they work to manage the properties. So at the annual Brainiac Bowl, where the son of the late famous professor knew not to swear to Yosomim about his father's unpaid loan because he could only say he wasn't aware it had been repaid, while the lab assistant living in the professor's home was forced to swear he didn't keep any lab equipment for himself, the judges announced the winner was the Brainiac who presented his thesis on Mahu Galgal B'Drabanan regarding a Shutuf and an Ari, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Mahu Galgal B'Drabanan, what is the halacha regarding rolling a shvua based on a rabbinic shvua? If an Aris later became obligated in a shvua the Rabban, can he be forced to swear he did not steal anything as an Aris? The Gemara ultimately proves that we are Magalgo based on a shvua the Rabban. Daf Mem Tes. So the Simmer Daf Mem Tes is meat, and we often use a butcher in the Simmer. So here goes. The butcher, that must be more on Daf Mem Tes, meat. The butcher explained to the four shomrim who entered his shop, which reminds us, the eighth perek begins, Arba shomrim hen. There are four types of shomrim, shomrechinim v'ashol, nosei sachar v'asocher, and it details when they're obligated to take a shvua. So the butcher explained to the four shomrim who entered his shop that the carbon ashim cut of meat was only available to those who swore mechov leaf tour, which reminds us, a shomer's carbon liability is for when his false shvua saved him from paying. So the butcher explained to the four shomrim who entered his shop that the carbon ashim cut of meat was only available to those who swore mechov leaf tour, and that they weren't eligible for the ol of a yor discount since ashua's bitui is not imposed on those compelled by beis din to swear, which reminds us, Rami Ami said, Kol shvua shadayani mashmin osa, any shvua that the judges impose, ein ba mishum shvua's bitui, does not have an ol of a yor obligation for a false oath of utterance, even when there's no carbon ashim for denying money, because the pasuk says, o nefesh ki tishba levati besvasaim, or if a person will swear expressing with his lips, implying that he swore ma'atzmo on his own, not one who is compelled by Beis Din to swear. Rabbi Elazar disagrees and says one is chai for shvuas bitui, even for shvuas imposed by Beis Din, except in cases where he's chai for shvuas shomrim, for example, a shul who swore that he never borrowed because he swore falsely to deny owing money. Dab Beis, so the Simran Dab Beis is a bias, a house. So here goes. The idol worshippers who were distressed at the Jewish lone house, that must be on Dab Beis, bias. The idol worshippers who were distressed at the Jewish lone house was closed 3 days before their holiday, which reminds us the first Mishnah begins, Lifnei Eden Sho'ovdei Chochamim Shloshi Yamim, during 3 days before the festivals of idol worshippers. It's forbidden to do business with them, to lend them or borrow from the articles, to lend them or borrow from the money, or to pay them or accept payment from them for a debt. This is because the idolater is likely to praise his God for any benefits he experiences within 3 days of his festival. So the idol worshippers who were distressed that the Jewish lone house was closed 3 days before their holiday, making them unable to borrow money to finance the roads so the Jews could be osek in Torah, which reminds the nations will come in the future to receive reward for the Torah. The Roman Empire will speak first because it's the most prominent nation and say that they built marketplaces and bathhouses and accumulated great wealth in gold and silver and declare, "V'chulam olasinu el b'shvil Yisrael," and we did all these only for the sake of Yisrael, "k'dei she'yisasku b'Torah," so that they would be able to occupy themselves in learning Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond, Shotin Shiba Olam, fools of the world, Kol ma she'asisim letzorach atzmechem asisim. Everything you did for your own purposes. You built markets to establish zonos there, and bathhouses to indulge yourselves in, and the gold and silver is mine. So the idol worshippers who were distressed that the Jewish lone house was closed 3 days before their holiday, making them unable to borrow money to finance the roads so the Jews could be osik in Torah, were wondering why there was a mountain hanging over the Yidden, and not over them, which reminds us the nations in the future will protest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was never Kopel Hem Har Gigigis. He never held a mountain over their heads like a vat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded that they did not even keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, which they did accept. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we learn about the Arbat Shomrim and when they're chayev to take a shvua? That's on daf Memtes. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn why man is compared to a fish? That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn? Ein adam morish shvua levanav. That's on daf Memches. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that in the future the nations will protest that Kodesh Baruch Hu was never kofel hem har kigigis? That's on daf Beis. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the nations a mitzvah kala, the mitzvah sukkah, but they kick it when leaving it because it became hot? That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we have a machlokes if there's a carbon for a shvuas bitui for a shvua imposed by Beis Din? That's on daf Memtes. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that a shomer's carbon ashm liability is for when his false shvua saved him from paying? That's on daf Memtes. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that Nimrod and Lavan will testify that Klal Yisrael kept the Torah? That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss if both parties are chashuv regarding making shvuas and the meaning of chazra hashvua limkoma? That's on daf Mem Zayin. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that the reason a hired worker can swear and collect his wages is because the Baal Bais is preoccupied with his employees? That's on daf Mem Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.